Monday, September 11th, 9/11, an auspicious day. And we have, of course, two back-to-back meetings. And the first one is with District 2 Supervisor Tim Humphrey of the Gila County Board of Supervisors. Yes, on this 9/11, how are you, Tim?
I'm well, thank you. No explosions today that I know of.
Oh, thank God.
Which is great. It's been busy for me. Had a Roosevelt meeting at 1 o'clock, public meeting, and we had 13 people show up. So I'm expecting some calls, and that number is?
That number is 888-876-5593. 8888 ROLLYE. Now, come on, Roosevelt shows us up every month. Now, it's interesting because I watch the downloads. People actually download this because we put it on KQSS.net within a week of the show airing, and we also replay it on Sunday mornings at KJAA at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, now, out about, you know, people tell me that they hear us on the radio, but I guess they don't call in, but they will. I'm hopeful. But I had the meeting out there, then was at the courthouse. I have this show now that we're on, and then when this is over, I will go to the Miami Town Hall meeting.
Yes, so as will Mayor Gomeros.
Oh, will he?
Yeah, so his meeting today on the air will be a little cut short because everybody's got to get to Miami and tell him why.
Well, I go there because I like to participate in their meetings and know a little bit what's going on. But one of the reasons I'm going to the Miami Town meeting this evening is to discuss with them about the transportation system that we have.
Oh,
here is what I'm going to bring up to the mayor and council. I believe our contract was up a while back, and so we need to work with them and get that funding going again.
Well, good. I know Mayor Gomeros is going to be there for the Tri-City Fire Department, and I think renewing that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it'll be. Yeah. I like to go to those meetings, and I like to go to a Globe meeting once in a while. Yeah. It's good that all of the players get along and associate, you know, to have everybody at one meeting. I remember when you never had anybody at a meeting, and
really,
you know, supervisors in the town halls
didn't
seem to connect much. But
the dark history of Globe.
Oh well, yeah. Anyway,
so what's up?
It's better. Oh, lots of things are up. One I don't know, but if I introduced her last time, probably not. But my new assistant is Christine Hake.
Yes.
Hake.
Yes, and it's Chake. Chake.
Yeah,
on her email.
Her email. Yeah, right. And so anyway, if no one calls in and they're shy, you can reach her at 928-402-4418, or you can reach me at 928-402-4417, or my cell phone is 928-961-2885. Mm-hmm. So if you don't call in and have something that you would like to discuss, feel free to get a hold of Christine or I, and we can set up an appointment or deal with things as we need to.
Well, right. You'll be complaining anyway, so complain to someone who can do you some good.
Yeah, if you're going to complain to your neighbor can't help you.
Right.
Call me, and maybe I can, and if I can, at least I'll tell you why I can't.
Right, but, or where to go, so to speak,
or where to go to maybe get some assistance in the issue that you're having. But, it's a lot of things going on. I was at a public meeting, ADOT, down in Apache Junction for SR-88, they're doing, ADOT is conducting a study of the 7-mile segment of SR-88 between Fish Creek Hill, overlooking the Apache Lake Marina Road, milepost 222 to 229. There's 5 miles there that still remain closed to through traffic, except I do believe that portion from 222 to 227 near the Rivas Trailhead is closed to traffic, but UTVs, Esquirian, and hikers and bicycles are allowed. So you can go through there horseback or on a UTV in that part of the road.
Okay.
But from Apache Junction up to milepost 222 is open to traffic, and then it's blocked because that's still really bad, and they're doing studies on that to see kind of what they're going to do, and that was part of the public meeting. And their studies and things should be done by the end of this year to kind of see where they're going to go. And that's the road that goes from Roosevelt down Dam down to Apache Junction through right. through all of the lakes. And so I was in a meeting there, public meeting, and so that's something that they're working on. Our tunnel bridge is 50% complete. They've been doing a lot of work. We're on schedule with that. So that's a good meeting. At the Board of Supervisors meeting that we had on the 5th, we have a NRA Youth Association, and the kids did real well.
That's great.
At the competition shoots, they weren't expected to do hardly anything, and they placed very, very well for no longer than they've been doing it. And so they brought a jersey that they wore at the competition for the Board of Supervisors for helping them. But a lot of people helped. They had a lot of sponsors, and it's great to have the kids do things like that. So that was a good deal.
Yes, it is. And the NRA doesn't crow often enough that Eddie Eagle, their program for youth, they've never had anyone through the program who has ever misused a firearm.
Yeah, that's great.
When you look at how many shootings occur all the time, to have a program designed to teaching you to hit what you're aiming at and never have a problem is just a stellar reputation.
It is. It's great. And I was at a LEPC conference, which is Local Emergency Planning Committee. And so we had a conference. They do a lot of things involved with the mine, all the fire departments and mm-hmm. things. You know, what if an acid truck, has an accident or things of that nature, you know, how to kind of pre look at some of that stuff. I had a NACO, which is a National Association of Counties Transportation Steering Committee. I'm on the National Committee for Transportation Steering Committee. And so I had a over the phone meeting with them where everybody's kind of a Zoom meeting. And then the county fair. We have the county fair that's going to be opening up on the 20th through the 24th, which is great. And I believe the monster go-karts are going to be that weekend okay. as well. So that's great that that's getting back opened, and there's another thing for our kids to do, which is a good thing. And then out at the fairgrounds there will be some weddings, and then I believe towards October they have the Copper City's Fall Fest Halloween Havoc the last weekend in October, and we're just trying to get a lot of things going at the fairgrounds. That's mm-hmm. been one of my pet peeves.
Yes.
And we got a second arena down there for so that we can work on having junior rodeo finals mm-hmm. and different things of that nature. And then I meet with facilities I believe next week, and we're going to discuss a lot of the things that we're working with and working on at the fairgrounds, because we have a new person to work with having events at the fairgrounds.
Oh, good.
And, we've kind of run into a stumbling block, which is a lot of the electrical at our fairgrounds is outdated.
Oh, yeah.
So it needs to be updated and increase the volume for,
yes.
for like our fair and things, the generators that we're renting and the lights and things of that nature to just put on an adequate fair is expensive and difficult to do. So we're in the process of working on that so we can do a lot more with our fairgrounds.
Yeah.
you know, like an outdoor event center, things of that nature. And pickleball is getting real popular. There's a lot of area out there that we can do things with once we get some of our electrical upgraded.
While you're at it, put broadband in.
Put broadband in. Okay, it'll be on my list of things to do.
Because there are a number of people who attend these events who will want to stream their kid or whatever. They'll want that connectivity,
sure.
And right
sure.
now it's pretty much non-existent.
No, I know. That's been a major deal that we're trying to work on. There's a lot of people that work from home anymore that would love to in our atmosphere with all the panoramic views to work. But there again, they don't have the air space that they need to be able to do that. But anyway, other things going on. Let's see here. That's the fair. Like I said, the tunnel bridge is 50%.
What do we have? Do we have a date when we think it'll be done?
We do. I believe it's next. I believe it's going to be open in April.
Whoa.
Or parts of it will be. And it may be later than that.
Whoa, that's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be open prior to that, you know, for construction and the paving and things of that nature for the construction. But I think that the public will be about a year from now.
Okay, well, they darn well better be careful as winter comes and floods come and everything else.
Yeah, that's another thing we're working on. We changed the road on the Bar X crossing so that it can be open, but we're also going to close it, once the bridge is built.
Oh, of course.
But it'll be open for the crossing. And I had a meeting with our public works director. We're going to get with the schools and things to see kind of, because we're supposed to have a wet winter, so we can kind of understand, you know, where everybody's at as that Tunnel Creek floods this coming winter.
Right.
What to expect medically for people, what to expect for emergency calls, what to expect from, you know, what schools' requirements are and recommendations of what we're going to do, because we sure don't want any more accidents with just, you know, a short time from having the bridge open. So
this underscores the need for the bridge and how long this bridge has been needed.
Yes.
And so even though April seems like a lifetime away, it's so much closer than it's been in previous years. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the county's been working on it for a lot of years. I know I've been working on it for 6.5 years
right
now. But anyway, it's really nice. All the pillars are up and they're starting to go forward with it.
Good.
And let's see, we have, I had a program of what's going on with the roads. Road update, the brushwork, our road crews and things, they're still doing brushwork out in the Six Shooter Canyon area, working on vegetation control. They're going to be patching in Globe, Claypool, and Central Heights, patching different roads. Drain maintenance, getting ready for this winter, any of the drains and stuff, they're opening up some of the drains from like Glendale Road and Hill Street. So they're trying to work on getting some of those and get some of the road patching and things done before winter gets here.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on doing some buyouts on Campaign Creek out at Roosevelt. Got a report from Eli Crane's office that FEMA grant is supposed to come up. They anticipate it to fund in early 2024.
And what are you buying?
Well, there's about 8 homes there on Campaign Creek that continue to get flooded because of the burn score
mm-hmm.
of of the bushfire, and so we have put in for that grant money to try to help those people, because we've built dikes, we've dredged the road, we've done pretty much everything that we can do to protect those homes, and if we dredge it, the dredging fills up,
sure,
and continues to flood those homes. And years ago, just a little further down that creek, they bought out some homes, because I mean the floodwaters took the homes out.
Sure.
And so that's an area where the creeks always wanted to go. And mm-hmm. so hopefully this funding will come through, and we'll be able to purchase those and let the creek go where it wants to.
Are the homeowners amenable to it, or is it like an eminent domain thing?
Yeah, they are. We met with them prior to putting in for the grant,
okay,
to be sure that they were willing to settle for the appraised value,
okay,
of what their homes were before putting in for the, okay, grant, because that's how those grants work. Because once you get funded for the grant, that's what you have to spend the money on.
Right, of course.
You can't spend it on anything else. And so, we met with the homeowners prior to, okay, putting in for that grant. And so that's a good thing there. We're still putting in for grant money to open the Russell Road, which made the complete loop around to, mm-hmm, Six Shooter Canyon. And so that's been washed out, and that's not open. And so we're working with different designs, different funding levels to try to get some money, mm-hmm, to get that back open and help. I got an email that there was an incident up there over the weekend, and that the rescue teams were delayed, having to go all the way around with Russell Road not being open.
Right.
And on that particular deal, the delayed time didn't make much difference, but there could very much in the future, and so we're trying desperately to get that road back open, as well as some of the drainage control that comes down towards our hospital and the electrical facility that's right there by the trailer park.
It sure is.
To try to protect those, because they're right in the way of all of that.
Yeah, and I remember the first time I saw the hospital, I thought, why would they put it in a flood zone? And I understand there's a lot of reasons for that, by the way, but it obviously is a recurring problem. So when you talk about Russell Road, it's not only a question of building it, it's building it in a way that it'll be somewhat impervious to future floods. So what's being proposed?
And there's a lot of different different engineers you talk to have different plans,
don't they, though?
Where I'm at is some of them want to restructure the creek, and if you get into the creeks and restructure creeks, then they talk about a 100-year flood. Well, there's 10-year floods, there's 5-year floods, but a 100-year flood, I don't know that even whatever you did would secure a 100-year flood. So
Right. When
you're messing with Mother Nature in a waterway, I don't know, there is no bulletproof way of fixing it. And so, kind of what I've met with the engineers and kind of what I'm working on is let's move over and leave the creek alone. Let's move a little further up the hill or a mm-hmm. little further away from the creek.
I'm with you. And
try to design something there other than put enough concrete and rock in place where the creek's not going to wash it out. Because I'm not one to mess with Mother Nature
right.
a whole lot, and in a water drainage. But we're working a lot on infrastructure projects. I had a call, and so hopefully we will have some news on the Tri-City sanitation here in the near future.
Really?
Yeah, hopefully.
What are we expecting?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I've got my fingers crossed that we will maybe have Robert Druck. I'll have him call in here.
That'd be great.
Hopefully before too long, and he can let us know where and what and how things are going with that. We had a Board of Supervisors meeting, and on a work session, the Industrial Development Authority, which is all volunteers. We have a full board now, and they have hired a new director for the Industrial Development Authority, so that's great. Sandy Palmer was the old director.
Who's the new one?
She's been gone. Lexi Nosey, I believe, is her name. And but I'm glad to have her aboard, because since Sandy Palmer kind of left, there hasn't been a director, so it's just kind of been sitting there. And also we have a few new members, and so, you know, it's kind of like making a stew. Everything's got to get together and cook a little bit for it to start getting a flavor. So hopefully, you know, that was a good meeting with the Board of Supervisors and staff, so that, you know, we let them know that we're there to help them, you know, as they move forward to work with businesses and different grants and different housing things and things of that nature, that we're there to help them. And so hopefully that'll kick off and get some wind in their sail, and they can help with some infrastructure going forward in Gila County, not just necessarily here, but all over Gila County. So that was a good meeting. I was happy to have everybody there, and them realize that we're there to help them, and that and to meet the new director and get some things rolling there. And like I say, we're working on the fairgrounds. I hope there's good news with Tri-City here before too long going forward. You know, because it's great, the tunnel bridge, you know, those are all infrastructure issues that'll make a big difference.
Cause, sure they do.
You know, especially when everybody's looking to hire someone, and you get someone to come for an interview, and they can't find a place to live.
Well, and that is a real problem.
Then you don't get an employee, you know, and because they don't want to commute, and we have a lot of employees with the mines, with the City of Globe, with Gila County, that are commuting, and I love them for taking on the challenge of working somewhere and having to drive an hour home. But the thing of that is I don't like writing people a check that they spend in another county for their housing and their food and their schools and things of that nature.
Absolutely, but you're so right.
It's just frustrating.
The whole thing is frustrating, and it's multifaceted, as you well know, talking to a lot of, especially people with kids, where they just say, hey, we can't get the housing we want, we can't be in the area we want, we don't like the schools. Right. And that's just a well-known fact.
Right. And in the world today, there's a lot of companies looking for employees.
Right.
So it's like we're not the only people that they can work for if they're qualified. And so they can go somewhere where they can have living. So I know a lot of people don't like change, but infrastructure is so necessary for us to be able to exist. Because we need our firemen, we need our policemen, we need our secretaries, we need our employees, and unless we can start creating an environment with some not low income housing but affordable housing, it's difficult to get employees with the sheriff's office, with our first responders, with everybody. So anyway, like I say, things, you know, working on a lot of infrastructure projects, and I know when we get the bridge done, there will be some development out in that area. And like I say, we're always working with the city and different things, trying to get some infrastructure projects rolling.
Good. All right.
And Are we about up for the mayor's time?
Yes, yes. The mayor will be descending shortly, and we will bid you a fond farewell. Both of you are going to the Miami meeting, so the mayor's meeting will be somewhat cut short, but we'll get it done. Thank you, Tim.
Well, thank you very much. Thank all the callers that called
in today. Yeah, right, right. The vast wasteland. Yeah, I'll tell you what. And as I say, I watch the downloads, and I know that people, you know, sometimes I think, what, are they collecting it as evidence? I don't why are they downloading the show? They don't call. But, you know, it's funny. I'll just say, in talk radio, that's one of the things that hosts inadvertently will think, well, I must not be doing well. I'm not getting any calls. If you want calls, put on a psychic. Everybody, every line in the place will light up. Now, nobody but the people calling will be listening anymore, but you'll have calls. So the amount of calls versus the amount of listeners, there isn't really a proportional measure of that.
Well, okay. I just want to let them know if they want to get a hold of me, they're more than welcome to, even though they don't call in. And Rolly, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
See you next month.
And I'll see the mayor here in a minute, but I'll see him at Miami meeting as well.
And we'll see you October 9th right here.
October 9th here.
All right.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks. Appreciate it.